You may remember these from Sunday, those two sayings of Jesus, followed by the third, the description of the kingdom as being like a field where an enemy sows some weeds among the wheat. We have only the first two today. It's demanding. It's demanding. You know, sell all you have and buy that field. Sell all he has and buys that pearl. Why? Desire. The greatest grace in life is to desire to know God and be willing to trade in everything to come to know him. And when we do know him, and when we have let the Lord transform us, then we can be so useful to the church and to the world without, who knows? Some people have notoriety, but plenty don't. Benedict Rochelle has a lovely remark about the dark night of the soul on the kitchen floor. You know, just somebody there, a woman, doing all she should do, but desiring God. Transformed right there in her home with her kids and her family and her kitchen. And but the key is desire. Now, it seems to be a law that the more we accept the gift of desire, the readier we are for more. And it should, if we let him, you see, it should consume our life. You know, suppose you find a treasure. So you cover it up again and you go by the field. Well, it's going to take half of what you own. Sold. Now, how does that apply? You see, years and years ago, the Lord taught me a prayer. I still say, Lord, I will trade you any sin I've got if I can just know you better. See, that's the grace of desire that underlies this these two parables. Find one really beautiful pearl. Sell everything. Now, selling everything depends on who you are, what your responsibilities are when you're talking about money selling. But inside, cash in. I'm sure that every one of us here knows something, some way, some resentment, some waste of time, some hatred pattern, some something. The Lord is saying, give it to me and I'll give you knowledge of myself. Why not? Why not? And that takes drive. Drive. I'll tell you anything. That's from the Holy Spirit. And we should pray for it. Because when the Lord gives us that grace, it makes perfect sense to sell everything. Cash in. Get rid of our resentments, our sins. And, you know, our money is help the poor. But it's the inside wealth that's the biggest obstacle. Where we're not really one with the Lord. And his way of getting us, you see, is desire. And the more we yield to that desire, the greater joy it is, and the more desire there is. We should pray about this today. It's one of those places that comes like surprise. We're in the parable discourse section of Matthew. kingdom of heaven is like, is like, is like. And all of a sudden, it's like you selling everything to come to know me. That's what it's like. So let's pray today for each other. If we're not ready to sell everything, at least a couple of food stamps, you know, something. Let's move for holiness. I'm praying for the church. The church has been under attack satanically for over a century. And now the success of some of that attack is becoming apparent. Corruption. But that's not enough. The biggest obstacle to the plans of those who are making the plans right now, the biggest obstacle is the Catholic Church. And they know that. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see the plan. Divide the church in 1098, east from west. So we don't even understand the east. Don't know what's going on in Iraq and Iran or even Greece. Divide that. Then divide the church in Europe. Even worse. So there's, I hear different numbers, anywhere from 5,000 to 75,000 sects. Everybody's his own church. And what's left? The Catholic Church. And there's a lot of dry rot. I mean, some in every one of us. And we don't have a lot of time. I just think this gospel is a really strong call to look at our life and cash in everything that's between us and the Lord. Just turn it over and listen and obey.